101.1 The Sports Animal brings you inside the fight game of the MMA.
Oh my God.
With a weekly one-hour show.
Whoa!
In the Cage MMA Radio.
Dude, this might be a bad idea.
Hosts Vince Ferrara and Tim Loy bring you a unique perspective from inside the sport. Vince is an MMA lead commentator, cage-side at many events. Tim Loy is a former MMA organization president and current matchmaker for Valor Fighting Challenge.
From the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Get big-time national MMA interviews, pay-per-view recaps and previews, matchmaking, predictions, strong opinions, compelling content, weekly things you'll learn, and more on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Three-minute rounds. We're underway in Knoxville.
Here's Vince Ferrara.
It is In the Cage MMA Radio each Wednesday night from 8 until 9 Eastern Time on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Hey, everybody, I'm Vince Ferrara. Great to have you with us once again, and great to have my man, co-host Tim Loy with us from Valor Fighting Challenge, MMA matchmaker, and all-around great guy. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing well, Vince. I appreciate the positive introduction there, as always.
Yes, sir. If we weren't so busy, I'd compliment you more out of the gate. But we have a lot to get to. We don't have a guest on today's show. However, we are going to let you hear an interview that John Wilkerson and I did on Sports Talk yesterday with Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman, who we will talk about a lot today, as he had a huge victory at UFC's Fight Night in Rio Rancho. So we'll let you hear a couple of sound bites, and we'll react to some of the interesting things that Hot Sauce had to say. That's coming up in our second segment. Plus, as we do each week, we will preview the upcoming big national pay-per-views or events. Another UFC Fight Night coming up this Saturday. Bellator has got a couple, including Bellator 239 on Friday. We will have full previews of those. We'll also get into who some of the prospects that have gone through Valor Fighting Challenge here in Knoxville, those that have gone on to stardom on the national level. Obviously, we talk about Hot Sauce. We talk about over in St. Peru. But there's more that have fought nationally. So, Tim, you've seen them all, because you've matchmade and brought them in here locally, and then you've been like a proud papa and seen them perform on the national level, and there's more coming, too.
Oh, most definitely. There's so much good talent here in the Southeast, and, you're right. I'm like a proud papa when I see them, you know, get to the next level. I'm pacing my house watching usually. So it's definitely an exciting thing to watch him go to the big stage.
And another one of the great things to have Tim with us here on the show is his perspective from being the president of a regional organization in MMA, and then also matchmaking. What's it like to deal with the fighters, to have fighters make cuts, to have fighters and camps all kind of pulling on you and wanting to go different directions, and then put the production together there's much more. We won't get into all of it because it is so involved, Tim, but I think it'll be neat for our listeners to hear some of the insight on what goes on in actually putting an event like that together.
Most definitely. And yeah, we'll dip our toe into it a little bit. Otherwise, we would have a full show just in the nuances, no doubt.
And that's probably coming before long. All right, don't forget, we're here each Wednesday from 8 until 9. Just a heads up, we'll remind you later in the show. Next week, because of University of Tennessee men's basketball, we're actually going to be airing on Tuesday night from 7 until 8. Now, that's just because of UT basketball. The Sports Animal is the flagship of the University of Tennessee, so there'll be conflicts from time to time. Our normal time won't change, but next week, just a heads up, programming note 7 to 8 for In the Cage MMA Radio. Also, once the show airs each week, you can find our podcast on Google Podcasts, on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, share it, and then also on 99.1thesportsanimal.com. You can find our podcast. Just go to the show page of In the Cage MMA Radio. You can get the weekly one downloaded there as well. You can follow us on social media as well. Tim is on Twitter at TZLoy, L-O-Y. I'm on Twitter at Vince Sports. And then obviously on Facebook, you can just search for Tim Loy, find Valor Fighting Challenge, and interact with Tim that way. All right, let's get into our three biggest stories in the sport. And Tim, we'll start with a review of UFC on ESPN Plus 25, Anderson versus Blachowicz. It was a rematch and a little bit of, I think, an upset. I don't know what the numbers were in terms of the odds, but I think a lot of people were surprised that Blachowicz was able to get a first-round knockout over Corey Anderson, who won their first meeting. What'd you think of the finish?
You know, you're right. It was an upset, at least according to the odds makers. Anderson was about 2-1 favorite. So Blachowicz, he did upset the apple cart somewhat there. But anyone that's been watching him knows, you know, he was on a hot streak. He was 6-1 coming in. Now he's 7-1 in his last eight. Mm-hmm. He's a hitter. You know, he's a guy that if he puts it on your chin, he can knock you out. Corey Anderson, you know, he talked it up pretty good coming in, and he was fighting pretty well. His head movement was good, but he engaged in a stand-up battle with a striker, you know, and Corey has got that wrestling in his back pocket he just never really attempted to use. And instead, Blachowicz hits a nasty right hook, follows it up with one more for good measure on the ground, and it's good night, Corey, and hello, yawn.
Yeah, and Anderson was kind of leaned forward, so he fell right into the zone where he couldn't defend himself. And Blachowicz hits hard.
Oh, yes.
And so he was able, one, like you said, he was pretty much out. And then he got one more shot in, and then it was over. But, you know, I kind of thought Anderson was faring well early in that fight before he got put down.
Yeah, he was doing good. His head movement, like I said, was really good. He, you know, he was doing a good job of not staying a stationary target for Jan to hit. But he just made a mistake. I believe he threw a leg kick, and he kind of just like left himself in the pocket there for Jan to just fire a big overhand right hook, and it was right on the money.
Revenge fights in MMA, national level, local level, UFC, wherever. Do those typically go to the guy that wins the first one? Is it about 50-50 on whether the guy that lost the first one gets revenge? How do those typically go?
You know, it's hard to beat at the top level. I think it's hard to beat a guy more than once because there's such high-level game planning and coaching and strategy. Mm-hmm. After the first fight, you know, the guy that lost is going to know what he needs to work on, what he needs to shore up, what deficiencies he needs to fix. And so, you know, in this particular case, Corey's wrestling played a big factor the first time, but this time Corey engaged in his opponent's style of fight. So, it wasn't really a situation where Jan had to alter his game plan because Corey didn't really go to the wrestling.
So Blachowicz was ranked sixth going into the fight. Corey Anderson, overtime was ranked fifth. Well, in the updated rankings after Blachowicz gets the win, Blachowicz moves to fourth and Anderson falls to sixth, but Blachowicz immediately went to the octagon of the cage and pointed at John Jones.
Yeah.
That was there in the first row. Smart move.
Oh, yeah.
And so now that's the fight he says he wants, and he feels like he was sort of promised privately by John Jones. What'd you make of him basically calling out John Jones and said, saying, I want you?
It was smart. You know, it was the best move he could make because, you know, he wants to have a stake, a claim to that title fight next, where, you know, a lot of people are still talking about Dominic Reyes being deserving of a rematch after the really close fight. And in this case, we just immediately, the very next week, we've got another big 205 fight, and now Reyes is kind of like pushed to the side potentially. But a smart move on Jan. He immediately went over there, called out John Jones. John Jones seems to feel like he deserves it next, and he had such a dominant finish there that it's hard to deny him, I guess, at this point. It's unfortunate for Reyes, probably.
So what about all the other guys that are ahead of him in the rankings? Thiago Santos, who is second, Anthony Smith, who is third. Why Jan instead of any of those guys?
I just think that it's harder to sell a rematch. You know, John's already beat those guys.
It's true.
You know, so for them to get another crack at it, whereas Jan hasn't had his shot yet, I think that even those guys will expect to have another one in between.
And Reyes is different because there was so much controversy.
So close, yeah. Right. So many people judged it his way. But unfortunately, I have a feeling he'll be the odd man out here, and he'll probably have to fight one of those guys to earn it back.
So what do you think is the next move for John Jones? Because people have talked about for a while his potential move to heavyweight. Are there enough quality fights here to where he puts that off to sort of continue to clean up the light heavyweight division, or does he say, I still think it's better for me to make the move? What do you think he should do?
I think that at the, you know, for the short term, you know, Blachowicz will probably be next. There's a chance that you'll see the Reyes rematch. So I think he's got enough to keep him busy at 205, especially if something works out where the Israel Adesanya comes up from 85 to meet him at 205, because they've been talking a lot of trash. And I know the UFC will see that as a very sellable fight. So I think that it's probably a good move for him to stay at 205, probably through 2020. He probably has enough to keep him busy. And then maybe next year, look at some opportunities at heavyweight.
All right. We're going to get to Hot Sauce in a moment, but let's continue with this card. What else outside of the Hot Sauce fight? What else stood out? Shanna Young from Valor Fighting Challenge was in one of the prelim fights. What'd you think? She lost. What'd you think of her fight?
You know, Shanna took this one on very short notice. She took it on fight week, and she took it up a weight class at 135. So given those circumstances, I thought she had a very good showing. She went all three rounds against Macy Chasen, and ultimately just the size differential was very glaring. Macy's a big girl, a girl that comes down from 45. So Shanna wasn't able to stay off of her back for most of the rounds, but did pretty well in the stand-up. And I think overall they're happy with her performance.
That's exactly what you talked about just last week during our preview.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of how I feared that fight may go. You know, when they were able to have separation, Shanna was able to really land her kicks and her punches, and she was firing off. But Macy, with such a height advantage, every time they would get in the clinch, the leverage was just too much to overcome.
So what's the future for Shanna? Does she continue to wait to try to fill that role of last minute replacement on Bellator and UFC Invicta? Or are we going to see her in Valor Fighting Challenge continue to work as a pro?
To my knowledge, Shanna got a multi-fight deal.
Okay.
And yeah, so Eric Turner, her coach, had told me that they were going to let her take her next UFC fight at 125, which is where she wants to be.
Right.
So that tells me that they're, at the very least, going to give her one more shot to show what she can do under ideal circumstances.
With a full camp.
Right.
Yeah, no, I think that would be great because she is super talented and absolute beast. So wish Shanna Young the best out of Valor Fighting Challenge regional organization here based in Knoxville, but with events throughout the Southeast. All right, the co-main event, Diego Sanchez wins via DQ. What'd you make of all that? Because there's been a lot of discussion and controversy with the way that fight finished.
Yeah, it was a bit of a circus, as we expected. And you know, we talked about it last week. And no matter what, this fight was going to be a spectacle at the very least.
Yeah.
Diego Sanchez, Michel Pereira. Michelle dominated the fight for the first two rounds. The third round, there was a knee to the head, a grounded opponent, which was Diego suffering that illegal blow. Mm-hmm. He seemed to be pretty lucid afterward, but he had a pretty good cut on his forehead. The doctor came in and said that he thought he was okay to go, but the referee and he were having a conversation where Diego was asking, you know, will this be a disqualification? Can I, you know, pretty lucid, asking pretty savvy questions, cagey questions. And once he figured out that, you know, he was probably going to win a disqualification if he didn't continue, he told him he couldn't see out of that eye. They stopped the fight. Diego gets the win bonus. And, you know, it's a polarizing thing. A lot of people think that, you know, that he quit the fight. You know, he didn't show warrior spirit there. But and then a lot of people think, hey, he made a savvy move. He made a veteran move. He knew he was losing the fight. He knew he had a way out there. He knew he was going to pick up probably $75,000 win bonus there. And he took it.
Yeah, and obviously having the ref mic'd up is what a lot of times you won't get that.
Right.
So then you see the ref and the fighter having a conversation, but it's not public. But that was picked up by the mic. Therefore, it put it out there that, hey, I'm choosing not to finish this fight.
Yeah, and he owned it, I think, afterward. Right. You know, he didn't try to play it up. He said, you know, I made a veteran call. I made a savvy decision there. And, you know, I took the win. He threw an illegal shot. That it was an obvious illegal blow. Poor fight IQ for Michelle, but ultimately a win for Diego. Who knows what's next for him, though? You know, it was not a great performance. It's really weird. A lot of rushing around, a lot of charging without kind of blind charging, and just really an odd performance from Diego. It's not a good one, I don't think.
He had that cartwheel kick to start the fight. I mean, that's unusual for him. I mean, he was strutting around like a rooster beforehand. Look, I get it in MMA, Tim. People want to see different, want to see personalities. the crazier, the better. The more you trash talk, the better to a lot of people. To me, I'm kind of selective on it. If you're just acting a fool, to me, doesn't automatically mean that's awesome.
Right.
I mean, some things are just contrived and they're done. If I know you're just doing this just to be crazy, wild, and different, I'm sorry. No cookies for that.
Yeah.
I have a hard time. If that's your personality and you are entertaining naturally, I'm cool with it. But I feel like sometimes I see stuff from fighters just for the sake, and boxing is guilty of it too, just for the sake of, hey, look at me. Mm-hmm. That I'm not as much of a fan of.
I would agree. I think in Diego's case, I think this is really him. I think it's disturbing that it is, but I think it's a very calm, almost maniacal a sense that you get from him in his pre-fight interviews. He's very matter of fact. He's very, you know, his eyes are serious, and, you know, but he's saying some things that are very, very wild and very out there. And, you know, essentially Diego is an independent fighter right now. He left Jackson Wink, one of the top gyms in the country, had a falling out there. And he's essentially just him and his new quote unquote coach. But his new coach doesn't really have any sort of background in training or martial arts. He's like a mental self-awareness coach. So for lack of a better word, Diego's out there on his own. And I don't think that this is going to end well for him if he continues down this path.
Yeah, I think he was already on the decline. You get an independent, that's tough too. All right, so anything else real quick that stood out about the card? John Dotson got a nice win. Anything else stood out to you on the card?
Yeah, just bullet, you know, some quick hits. You know, John Dotson, he probably saved his shelf life for another couple fights because he needed that win. And Ray Borg, a really good showing, but unfortunately he missed weight yet again at 125, and now the UFC is going to make him move to 135. Yep. At 25, he's so good, but he just can't stay there at that weight.
Yeah, he took accountability afterwards and saying, look, it's unprofessional, on and on. But, yeah, you just can't have it. Move up if you can't make that weight. All right, so we reviewed the main event and then also a second one getting into the rest of the card. Our third in our three big stories, Hot Sauce beats Jim Miller by unanimous decision. It was really such a impressive and professional win against the epitome of a professional veteran fighter in Jim Miller. What'd you make of Hot Sauce getting the win against the biggest name opponent he's faced?
He really was just super impressive, dominating in all phases of the fight against a guy that is very good in all phases of the fight and has fought a who's who of UFC greats. So huge win for Hot Sauce. I know we're going to get into that a little bit more in the next segment. But yeah, overall, I was super impressed. A little scary moment in that first round. He got dropped real quick. But other than that, it was completely dominant.
Yeah, I think so. And he picked up fight of the night bonus, which is something that that's eluded him. He's wanted and he's felt like he's been worthy of in the past. But I mean, those two guys, you could both tell they were in a big time scrap. But that's also Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman. He's going to get in there. He's going to swing on you. He's going to eat some shots, but he can eat some shots. And I thought he was impressive, whether it was in the clinch, whether they were just in the strike game, wherever they were at. I felt like he was in a good, comfortable, confident position in that fight.
Yeah, absolutely. Everywhere it went, there was really not a lot of threat from Jim. You know, you always have to be, you know, wary of a vet like that, but for the most part, it seemed like Scott was just absolutely in control the entire time, and he marked him up real nice at the end of the fight. You could tell that both guys had been in there and given and taken.
So what's next for Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman? You'll hear from the UFC lightweight who picked up the victory in New Mexico next on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Workday Payday is making listeners $1,000 richer four times a day. It's all about the money.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
We're making thousandaires.
Hi, I'm Cindy.
I'm Danny. And I want $1,000.
$1,000.
Workday Payday has your money at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. Set your reminders and don't miss your chance to win on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Guys, I'm just going to say erectile dysfunction once.
You may think the days of having an active, fulfilling love life are over, but that's because you hadn't caught the wave. Regardless of how old you are, medical history, whatever, WaveTech Medical can put an end to your erectile dysfunction and get you back in the game. There's no surgery, no needles, no constantly taking pills and crossing your fingers. WaveTech Medical uses proven advanced acoustic wave technology to restore sexual vitality. WaveTech Medical's U.S. patented medical technology delivering unprecedented results by regenerating blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions. It's drug-free, surgery-free, needle-free. Call and set up a consultation today at 865-761-4401 or visit WaveTechMedical.com. WaveTechMedical.com. Revolutionary, proven, and patented treatment. Simple, effective, no side effects or risks involved. WaveTech Medical in Bearden at the Meridian Trust Building. I caught the wave. It's time for you to catch the wave. WaveTechMedical.com.
Heather here for my dentist, Dr. Donnie Dean, with Dean Cosmetic Dentistry. Dr. Donnie Dean has brought my smile to a whole new level. He worked with me every visit to redesign my smile. We changed the shape, whitened my teeth, and now I have more confidence in my smile, and he has me smiling more and happy to show off his work. Let Dr. Donnie Dean and his great staff improve your smile and give you that feeling of always wanting to smile. Make my dentist your dentist with Dean Cosmetic Dentistry, 539-1119, or visit DeanCosmeticDentistry.com.
The employees of Denso Manufacturing in Maryville and Athens, Tennessee are proud to support the Vols. Denso is a global automotive supplier who is crafting the core components for the cars you drive every day. They take pride in knowing their neighbors count on them for safe, quality transportation. Denso currently has openings in production, logistics, skilled trades, leadership, and professional roles. Explore their opportunities and start your career with Denso at DensoCareers.com/Tennessee. That's DensoCareers.com/Tennessee. Go Big Orange.
Benchmark Physical Therapy is a leading physical therapy provider dedicated to bringing you back to your best. Benchmark focuses on proven methods to get you back in the game. Benchmark has more advanced certified clinicians than anyone in the region and outcomes that exceed national standards. Benchmark therapists know the importance of establishing trust with their patients, which leads to more positive outcomes. Remember, you have a choice in where you go for physical therapy, so go to benchmarkphysicaltherapy.com to find a location near you. Benchmark Physical Therapy. Your journey to better health starts here.
CBD Plus USA has taken over the Knoxville area with a new store at Kingston Pike to serve you. Stop by and visit us today at our new location, now open on Kingston Pike in West Knoxville. Our high-quality, organic CBD products are backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Plus, first-time customers can get a 500-milligram bottle of 100% active CBD for just $19.99. CBD Plus USA. Live your best life.
Is your heating and air unit on its last legs? Don't take a chance on it. Call Chancey and Reynolds. They've worked hard on becoming the big dog of heating and cooling, offering fair prices and working with honesty and integrity. And affordable heat and air repairs just one call away. 525-5076. Chancey and Reynolds, your full-service Rheem dealer. Locally owned and in business since 1978.
The big dog of heating and cooling.
The big dog.
Now it's time for In the Cage MMA Radio's weekly marquee interview. Letting you hear from the personalities inside the sport. In the Cage.
Back here on In the Cage MMA Radio, Vince Ferrara, Tim Lloyd. Here each Wednesday night from 8 until 9 on 99.1, The Sports Animal, 99.1. TheSportsAnimal.com, on Google Podcasts, and on iTunes as well. I appreciate you joining us each and every week. All right, this is our normal weekly interview segment. So rather than having a live interview this week, we wanted to let you hear a little bit of what Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman had to say in our conversation on Sports Talk that John Wilkerson and I had yesterday here on The Sports Animal. And Tim, as you can imagine, Scott always has really good interviews, and we had him on before his fight. A lot of interesting things to say and breaking down the Jim Miller fight. But one of the things that you and I are going to get into after we hear from Scott is what kind of fights can he find now? He was not ranked going in. First of all, does that surprise you that he beat Jim Miller and didn't get into the rankings?
Yes and no. I think that he is deserving, but at the same time, you have to look at the rankings and say, like, who does he unseat? Who falls out of the rankings for him to get in? It's a deep division, to say the least. And so You would have to look at, you know, the 14 and 15 slots. Neither guy are booked right now. Neither guy has been especially active over the last few months. And so it's a hard call.
All right, we'll get into that. Let's hear what Scott had to say about the rankings and the difficulty from his position in finding fights.
I don't know for sure. I know there's, you know, four or five guys around me. I'm not sure if they'll give me somebody ranked or not. I would hope so. But it's hard, you know, I'm in a delicate spot right here because none of the ranked guys want to really fight anybody that's out of the rankings. So it's going to be tough. It'll have to be timing, or it'll have to be a short notice opportunity, or, you know, or somebody just outside of the rankings. But I think I'm sitting around 19 right now, so that's a pretty good spot. So hopefully I can get a ranked opponent, but 19 ain't too bad. Yeah. Why would you want to take a chance on getting beat by a guy who didn't have a number by his name when you have a number by your name? It doesn't, you know, if you're the number 10 guy, you want to fight somebody ahead of you. Or if you're 15, you want to fight somebody ahead of you. You don't want to fight somebody out of the rankings. You don't want to take a chance on losing that number next to your name. So nobody really wants to do it. It's kind of tough to claw your way in there, especially in the lightweight division, the toughest division in the whole world. You know, other divisions like some of the women's, some of the smaller guys, and like light heavyweight, you win two fights, you're ranked. But lightweight, you got to win a whole sack full of times before you can get into the ranking.
All right, so interesting stuff from Hot Sauce on those rankings and difficulty in finding fights. It makes sense. It's something that maybe people don't realize, but from his position, being on the outside looking in, wanting to get guys, everyone wants to fight somebody up to improve their spot. Plus, he's a really dangerous guy, even less incentive to fight a guy like him.
Yeah, he's in the real hard spot because he's just right on the outside peeking into the top 15. Like he just said, and you just said, no one wants to work backwards. Everyone wants to look forwards. No one is looking to fight guys ranked lower than them. They want to fight guys that are ranked above them so they can move into those slots. So he's really kind of at a point where, you know, either he gets a short notice opportunity, he can go in there and steal it, or maybe one of the guys on the fringes of the rankings, like in Alexander Hernandez, et cetera, who has been inactive since July, just slides out due to inactivity, or they're put in a position where they are kind of don't have any other choice but to fight someone that is out of the rankings due to their inactivity.
One other fight, and Alexander makes a lot of sense because he's 15th in the UFC rankings right now, is the Lee Oliveira fight coming up. That could be a potential, maybe, say, if Oliveira, who is 13th in the UFC rankings right now, maybe if Lee squashes him. Oliveira's a veteran. He's fought a lot of guys. Could that be possibly an option for Hot Sauce?
Yeah, you know, I would imagine that's a fight that, you know, he'll be rooting for Oliveira to lose, so he tumbles a little bit and is put in a position to where now he may have to fight a guy out of the rankings and Scott kind of go in there and take that opportunity.
The tough thing is for either one of those two guys is they have name value, so wherever they are in the rankings, they probably bring even more value because of their name, right?
Absolutely. You know, a guy like Oliveira or Lee, both those guys have been at the tops of cards, main evented cards, so they've got good name value. A guy like Alex Hernandez is still trying to make that name. He isn't necessarily a household name yet. So he, to me, is the most vulnerable. You have to keep in mind that there's another three or four guys exactly in Scott's position trying to get there, you know, like a Benil Darouche or a David Tamer, you know, guys like that that are just hanging around 17, 18 that are just looking to snag that as well. Dracar Close. There's guys like that he also has to watch out for. It's a tough spot for real. Now it's the real hard spot.
Yeah, and that's coming from a matchmaker admitting that it's a tough spot. And we're going to do some more of those fun things in terms of matchmaking in the UFC moving forward. There's a lot of interesting things and ways you can look at it. All right, I asked Scott what his relationship was with the head man of the UFC, Dana White. Here's what Hot Sauce had to say.
Just limited. We're not friends or anything. It's kind of like a boss business relationship. We've chatted on the phone a couple times, and of course in person a handful of times. You know, he's always told me he kind of likes my style. Of course, you know, he likes anybody who's willing to just, you know, trade, throw punches and keep it exciting. So, just a business type relationship. You don't really see him a ton as a fighter. He kind of zooms in and out of the arena at the last minute, and he doesn't mingle with the common folk too often.
So Hot Sauce, with occasional chit-chat with Dana White, but not surprising that common folk don't interact with Dana White all that much.
Hey, there's a lot of guys in the UFC and a lot of guys that that want his attention, you know. So, you know, yeah. Obviously working on a much smaller level, you know, it's hard to give that individual attention to everyone and not feel like you're sliding others.
All right. Another thing I asked Scott Hot Sauce Holtzman about yesterday when he visited with John Wilkerson and I on Sports Talk was about the topic of open scoring in MMA. Here's his opinion on that topic.
Well, I think it can kind of go both ways. I think if it's open scoring and you know you're up two rounds, then maybe it makes the fight a little boring. So I could see how the promoters might not want that because they always want excitement, right? But, you know, I think also if the judges, you know, put out their scores for the first round and everybody boos, then does that sway the judge and change their mind in real time? Or and then you start getting crowd. I always think that the crowd can sway the judges anyway. So if you get people starting to boo the judges in real time, then, you know, that could present some problems too. So I don't really know the answer to that. All I know is it's such a new sport and not many people are knowledgeable in all aspects. You got a lot of judges that come over from boxing, so they prefer certain things, or you get some wrestling judges, so on and so forth. So I don't really know the answer. I just think everybody should, if you're going to judge, you should have to train and be knowledgeable of positions and maybe even have fought before. So
interesting on Hot Sauce's standpoint. Obviously, like everybody is saying, look, it could make a boring fight if everyone knows what the score is, but he thinks there's a chance that judges could be influenced by the crowd. What do you think about that?
It's not a bad take and it's not a wrong take. My thing is, I think that judges have to just be held to a higher standard than anyone else. They are put in a position that they want to be in. Trust me, no, there is no these poor judges or anything like that. These judges want to be in that spot. They understand the scrutiny that goes with that position, and there's a waiting list to be in those positions. People want those spots. So I feel like, you know, if it became a situation where a judge was being scrutinized for their scores, swaying to the crowd, that judge isn't going to have a job very long. And so I think at that level in the sport especially, they're just held to a higher standard.
Yeah, and I think people listening that have been critical of judging would say, well, if they are held to a higher standard, then why is it so bad in the sport?
Right. Absolutely. The accountability of it all, I think, more than anything, would make a judge feel more inclined to make the proper call because it's going to be scrutinized down to the round.
So much more on this topic. We will continue. This topic is not going away, so we'll continue to discuss it. That's Tim Loy, Matchmaker Valor Fighting Challenge. I am Vince Ferrara. We will preview UFC Fight Night this weekend next on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Diana Ross grew up in the projects of Detroit, where she signed with Motown Records and conquered the charts with 12 number one hits as the lead singer of the Supremes. On her own, she earned 6 more number ones and performed an unforgettable live concert in Central Park.
I'm sending love out there to all of you.
We salute Billboard's Female Entertainer of the Century, Diana Ross, during Black History Month.
Cumulus Media and the Sports Animal celebrate Black History Month 2020.
Got a tax refund? Want to double it? Come see your friends at Toyota Knoxville. We'll double your tax refund up to $3,000 towards the purchase of any new Toyota. Drive a new 2020 Toyota Camry with 2.9% financing for up to 60 months. Or choose $1,250 cash back. Or new 2020 Toyota RAV4s have 1,000 TFS cash. Plus, you'll receive Toyota Knoxville's lifetime warranty at no charge. A non-factory limited powertrain warranty good for an unlimited time and unlimited miles. Double your tax refund up to $3,000 towards the purchase of any new Toyota. from Toyota Knoxville, I-40 and the Lovell Road exit. Welcome home.
Example vehicle is a 2020 Toyota Sequoia TRD Pro. MSRP $65,355. Excludes tax, tag, title, and license, and includes $689 dealer fee on approved credit through TFS. $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed. Must finance through TFS. $1,250 and $1,000 TFS cash directly from Toyota Motor Sales. Expires 3/2/20.
Need replacement windows, siding, or doors? Trust CRS Exteriors for fair, honest pricing every time. None of that price it up, price it down stuff. Just top quality products and service from locally owned CRS, the exclusive dealer for Superior Infinity from Marvin Windows. And CRS offers 12 months interest-free financing with no money down. 865-670-8823 or CRSExteriors.com.
It's Heather, and what if I told you that my dentist can complete your crown from start to finish in one simple visit with the CEREC crown technology? Dean Cosmetic Dentistry offers this innovative technology that allows them to digitally design all ceramic crowns and porcelain veneers completely metal-free in just one visit. You can have the highest quality, most lifelike dental restorations in only one visit to the dentist with Dr. Donnie Dean. Make my dentist your dentist. Dr. Donnie Dean at Dean Cosmetic Dentistry, 539-1119, DeanCosmeticDentistry.com.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What big events are coming up in MMA?
Well, right now, Vince and Tim have the answers.
This is the pay-per-view and MMA show preview on In the Cage MMA Radio.
On In the Cage MMA Radio with Tim Loy. I am Vince Ferrar. Thank you so much for joining us. An MMA show each and every week on 99.1 The Sports Animal. Weekend is pretty packed. We've got two Bellator shows, Tim. Bellator 239, which we will break down here in a moment, and Bellator 240, which is, I guess, in Ireland. Bellator 239, Bellator 240, and UFC Fight Night 168, Felder versus Hooker. We'll get to that as we preview the upcoming shows here in this segment. Bellator 239, Ed Ruth 8-1, Yaroslav Amosov at 22-0, just absolutely bulldozing through people. This is going to be in Oklahoma, Thackerville, Oklahoma, at the Windstar World Casino and Resort. And that's a 170-pound welterweight bout. What do you think of that main event?
Hey, it's a great main event. To me, this is kind of a one-fight card. The main event is a very good one, though. Ed Ruth versus Yaroslav Amosov, who is 22-0, and you don't see records like that very often.
Yep.
Especially when he's 3-0 in Bellator, so it's not like he's fighting slouches. He's got pretty good wins in Bellator already. Gerald Harris comes to mind, and these are former UFC fighters he's knocking off, so he's not beating cans. 22-0, very impressive. Ed Ruth, of course, will be his toughest test to date. Very high-level collegiate wrestler, three-time Division I national champion at Penn State. Just an absolute beast wrestler. So it's a good fight. I think if Amosov knocks off Ruth, then he's definitely putting the entire division on notice. It'd be 23-0 in a solid 23-0.
Boy, you watch Ruth fight. He continues to get better in his stand-up game as well, kind of making him a more well-rounded fighter, as well-rounded as he's been in his entire career. So I think that's what makes him more dangerous against Amosov.
I think so, too. He kind of came up with that whole crop of wrestlers. It's been about 4 or 5 years ago, but Tyrell Fortune was also in that group. Mm-hmm. Just this gang of NCAA Division One freak wrestlers. They all made their debut with Bellator and have fought all of their fights with Bellator. They had no fights anywhere else but Bellator, and they're all starting to kind of flourish now and improve their skill sets beyond the wrestling. And those are guys that they're going to be leaning on in the coming years.
So lightweight co-main event, Brandon Gertz versus Miles Jury, has some name recognition there. Pretty light main event card, though, overall.
Yeah, overall, it's not one of their tentpole events, if you will. Not one of the big Los Angeles Forum-type cards. This is one of those cards where, you know, they're going to be grooming the next contenders.
All right. Then we mentioned Bellator 240. That's in Ireland. UFC Fight Night 168, it's Felder versus Hooker. Love Paul Felder, who is really good as an analyst as well, man. I love listening to him. And then Dan Hooker, this lightweight bout main event. What do you think of this one?
I'm pumped for it. This is a great main event, and I agree. I'm a big fan of Paul Felder as an analyst and as a fighter. Both these guys are all action fighters. They go for it. It's going to be a fast-paced, gritty-type war. They're both hitters. They both have good chins, very tough, durable. I see this one potentially going all the rounds, honestly. It's a big fight for both guys, number six versus number seven. So the winner of this kind of pushes himself into that top five conversation for a big fight at lightweight. It's going to be a crowd pleaser, no doubt. I think Hooker is a slight favorite with the books at minus 150. But to me, it's a pick'em fight. I think that Felder has the advantage in the athleticism and the quickness. And then Hooker's got about a 4.5-inch reach advantage on him.
What's Tim Loy's pick?
Gun to my head, I'm going to go with Felder just because I'm a Felder fan. But, you know, the home crowd's going to be behind Hooker.
All right, co-main event, Jimmy Crute versus Michael Oldshayshuk. That's a light heavyweight bout. What do you think of this one?
You know, it's two guys that really need a win. They're both coming off losses to ranked guys. When they took a step up, they weren't able to get it done. Crute coming off the first loss ever for him. And Oleksiychuk was subbed by our own OSP last time out. So both guys are going to need this win. They're both exciting finisher types, so I think it'll be a fun fight. Crute will have the home crowd behind him.
Man, the UFC is fighting every week.
Yeah. I mean,
you got basically three fight nights in a pay-per-view.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They're staying busy. It's hard to keep up.
All right. Anything stand out on the rest of the card?
You know, I think that there'll be a lot of good action. Usually these New Zealand, Australia cards have got fighters that really go for it and go for finishes. Carolina Kovalkiewicz stands out as someone that really needs a win on this. She's lost three in a row. And then my pick for the sleeper fight on the card, Jake Matthews versus Emil Weber Meek. If you recall him, he's like a crazy Viking guy, and he fought Usman in his first fight and went all the rounds with him. So that's my sleeper fight.
Wow, how about that? That's quite the accomplishment. All right, so that's our preview of this weekend's fights. It's UFC Fight Night 168 and Bellator 239. We will review both of those on next week's show, so check those out and enjoy those. All right. Tim, you are a matchmaker for Valor Fighting Challenge. I want to get your perspective. We've talked about matchmaking throughout the show today in terms of hot sauce, in terms of John Jones in the light heavyweight division. How difficult is it to bring together the desires of a fighter and his or her camp, and then the other fighter in his or her camp, and then obviously making it work for a promotion? Talk about that dynamic in matchmaking in MMA.
You know, it's tough. It really is a difficult formula to figure out. It's like a puzzle you've got to put together. And like you said, there's three different sides. You've got fighter A, you've got fighter B. Fighters have different end goals. Maybe a fighter's goal is to make as much money as they can right now. They want to take the fights now, even on a local level, that pay the best, even if that means they're fighting tough guys right now. There's guys that don't really care about the money right now. All they care about is building their record up so that they can get a shot with the UFC or Bellator, where they're going to make bigger money down the road. But right now, they're okay with taking lesser competition and lesser money as such to build themselves up. So you've got those two different, you know, mindsets. And then you have to make that all come together with the viability of a fight for the promotion itself. You know, how much can we expend on this fight? How much money will we be able to pay these guys to put on a fight for our crowd? And what kind of crowd can we sell it? Can we sell this fight to our crowd, or is it a fight that no one cares about? So it is a balancing act, to say the least, and one that I've learned over the past 10 years by trial and error, I figured out the hard way what works and what doesn't work, to say the least.
So how does that pie break up? Is the end result normally that the promotion gets what they sort of envisioned, or is the promotion typically giving in to make sure that the two fighters are happy, and then it's something that still works for the promotion? How does that divide up typically?
A lot of times it's just a very individual basis. You know, sometimes we have to give a little, sometimes we have to, you know, kind of strong arm to a degree. I hate to use that word, but it's a supply and demand business. There are many more fighters than there are promotions. So the opportunities for fighters are limited. At the same time, you can't just, you know, be the big dog and force people to do what you want, or you're going to run your fighters away if they don't want to fight for you. Then you don't have a show to put on for your fans. And so, you know, there's certain fighters that you're going to lean a little bit. You're going to give a little more if they want something, because maybe in the past they've scratched your back. Maybe they've stepped up for you on short notice and saved a fight. Maybe that they sell just an ungodly amount of tickets and you can't make them mad. On the other hand, you may be able to take a stronger stance with a guy that is not necessarily from this area, hasn't supported you as an amateur coming up, has unreasonable demands that don't necessarily fit the needs of the promotion. So it's such an individualized, trick to figure out. You know, some guys you can use kid gloves with, some guys you can be more frank and blunt and honest with, and there's others that just can't take that honesty, and you have to kind of sugarcoat things. So it's kind of a lesson in interpersonal communication, just being able to gauge and read the person that you're trying to deal with, and being a chameleon of sorts.
So interesting. So many factors involved in it. Don't envy you, but it typically, man, it works out so often when you're involved. Last thing on this topic, and we'll get to the lightning round coming up in a few minutes. Taking it back to the Scott Holtzman, Hot Sauce Holtzman conversation, you're talking about, hey, everyone wants to fight up in terms of the rankings. Well, if everyone wants to fight up and you can't get fights put together, because there's not really a ton in that lightweight division that are set right now, a bunch of guys don't have anything committed. Well, how much can the UFC maybe force things to happen and say, all right, guys, I know you want to fight up, but this is what we'd like you to do, and we need you to do, because we need this slot filled. We want you to fight this, and then sort of sell them on the idea of a fight if maybe isn't ideal for them in terms of fighting someone with a higher ranking.
I think that for the most part, fighters want to fight. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, whether it be injuries or management issues, what have you, that hold them up, for the most part, fighters want to fight. And so I don't feel like for the most part, generally speaking, that the UFC would have a hard time getting fighters to step up and take fights. I don't feel like it's an issue where guys are just opting to sit out and wait for a better opponent, what have you. I think that ultimately, you know, with them doing so many cards every week, there's a UFC, we're in a stretch of 10 weeks in a row with UFC, you know. But at the same time, it's a very small amount of ranked guys that you're seeing fight. It's a lot of your contender series types and guys that are coming from the Looking for a Fight show. So, you know, right now I think that they're building up this next crop of guys, and the guys that are kind of sitting at the top have to make a move. Otherwise, these guys are going to catch them and be knocking on the door. I don't think it's a situation where they're opting to sit, though. I think that ultimately, if the UFC wants something, the UFC, everyone knows, is the big dog, and they're going to get it.
That's Tim Loy. I am Vince Ferrara. Our lightning round, where we will talk about Weili Zhang and her next fight against Joanna Jędrzejczyk and much more coming up in the lightning round next on In the Cage MMA Radio.
When special guests call in to 99.1 The Sports Animal, you hear them on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, stanleyfence.com.
February, a short month, but so much going on. Valentine's Day, President's Day, and of course, the big used car sale at Ted Russell Ford. Shop hundreds of used vehicles at two locations. A 2015 Ford F-150 XLT Crew Cab, one owner, 4x4 with tow package, $18,880. A 2014 Nissan Pathfinder SL, third row with leather, $16,880. And a 2007 Toyota Camry, one owner, only 112,000 miles for only $68,880. These are just a few of the incredible selections we have waiting on you during the big used car sale at Ted Russell Ford. We have a vehicle in price to fit every budget. Hurry, sale ends February 29th. Ted Russell Ford, two locations on Parkside Drive and Kingston Pike.
Stock number SP487958, S6828318, and S1929978. Prices exclude tax, tag, and license, and includes a $595 dealer fee on approved credit. Vehicle subject to prior sales. See dealer for details. Ends 2/29/20.
CBD Plus USA has taken over Maryville with a new location to serve you. Stop by and visit us today at our new location, now open near the corner of US 411 and Fairview Drive. CBD Plus USA is America's choice for safe, natural relief. Our high-quality, organic CBD products are backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. Plus, first-time customers can get a 500-milligram bottle of 100% active CBD for just $19.99. CBD Plus USA. Live your best life.
Pizza. Quite possibly the world's most perfect food. Almost everybody doesn't just like pizza, they love it. And whether your favorite topping is pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, or just plain cheese, Jet's Pizza can satisfy your craving. Jet's Pizza was built on their world-class deep dish pizza. And right now, you can get a 4-pack of your favorite soft drink for only $6.99. Plus, get a large 8-corner one-topping pizza for just $18.99. Jet's Pizza, located at 7331 Kingston Pike across from Chili's. Check them out online at jetspizza.com.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jet's.
This Friday morning at 9, go online to 991thesportsanimal.com, where $25 will get you $50 to spend at Jet's Pizza. Don't miss this sweet deal going live Friday morning at 9 at 991thesportsanimal.com.
Let's.
Hey, I'm Will West here with Andrew Henderson from Fitness Together Knoxville. The biggest thing that people bring up to me when they go and train at Fitness Together is the way you guys help them with their nutrition as well.
Will, you're right. Our Nutrition Together program teaches people the right way to eat so they lose weight without putting it back on.
And Andrew, right now you're offering a great deal for the listeners.
Absolutely. Come in, try it. There's a complimentary trial session and consultation. If you like it, we'll take $100 off your 3-month Jumpstart program.
KnoxFT.com. KnoxFT.com for Fitness Together.
At East Tennessee Children's Hospital, when we say child life specialist, it means
they make hospitals less scary.
When we say we have the most skilled pediatricians, it means
he explains things so I can understand.
And when we say East Tennessee Children's Hospital is one of only 46 freestanding children's hospitals in the whole country, it means
it's a place all about me.
Get to know East Tennessee Children's Hospital now for those unpredictable moments down the road. East Tennessee Children's Hospital. We get kids. Learn more at etch.com.
There's still a lot of MMA to tell you about and react to. Since we're short on time, we'll have to make it quick. But we promise it'll be good. Here's the MMA Lightning Round on In the Cage MMA Radio.
Follow me. Follow me to the place where the sun meets the moon. We're all out.
Welcome back to In the Cage MMA Radio. It's Lightning Round time where we clean up things we didn't get a chance to get to early in the show, but we want to at least put out there. And one of those is that Weili Zhang, who has been terrific in training in Thailand. She is many in China, of course, with the coronavirus. She's moved her camp to Thailand, and because of that, she is still good to go for her scheduled 115-pound title defense against Joanna Jędrzejczyk, who's trying to get back up to the top in the division. That'll be at UFC 248, March 7th in Las Vegas. What do you think about Zhang and that fight with Jędrzejczyk?
I think it's going to be a war with Joanna, and I think it's a really smart move on her end to stay safe, stay healthy. And honestly, we may see a different animal. These fighters that go to Thailand come back like killers.
Yeah. So that's coming up March 7th. We'll talk more about that as we get a little bit closer. All right, let's get an update, Tim, from you on Valor Fighting Challenge, Southeast organization based here in Knoxville. A lot of fighters have come through here and fought for that organization that are on the national level. Update us on some of those fighters.
You know, the three guys that have kind of been in the UFC for a moment and are doing really well, Eric Anders, Luis Pena, and Gerald Meerschaert. Eric Anders is up next April the 11th against Christoph Jotko in Portland. He's 5-4 so far in the UFC. Also 5-4 is Gerald Meerschaert. He's up next March the 7th at UFC 248. in Las Vegas against DeRon Wynn. And then Violent Bob Ross, Luis Pena, the former Valor champion. He's 3-2 so far in the UFC. He's up soon, February 29th in Norfolk against the undefeated Alex Munoz.
Yeah, Pena was in the contender series, right?
Mm-hmm. He was at 155. He didn't win the show, but he kind of made his name there.
And then obviously a lot of college football fans, SEC fans here in Knoxville remember the name Eric Anders, former outside linebacker slash rush defensive end for the Alabama football team, the Crimson Tide. So he is in MMA and he has gone, had a successful career. All right, who are some of the fighters that maybe have some fights coming up in the near future?
You know, Taylor Turner, as she signed with Bellator, we'll expect her to probably get back in there pretty soon. Chris O'Conn is a guy that has been through Valor, and he's also been on the Contender Series. He'll be main eventing for LFA coming up. Also, Shanna Young, you know, she just fought in the UFC. It'll be interesting to see when we see her up again. Morgan Hickam will be with Invicta on March the 6th.
What about fighters that don't have national deals but are prospects that we could see in the near future?
You know, right off the top of my head, Demir Fratbegovic is a guy that, you know, we've been talking about a lot. I think him and David Robbins are both guys, especially with the way that ruling has gone with the outcome of that fight, that are still on the radar. Cody Durden, our 135 champion, Big Sexy Billy Swanson, Slick Nick Gertz, just to name a few.
No doubt. All right. It's not MMA, but MMA fans, we love boxing. Wilder Fury is this weekend. What's your prediction on who wins?
Man, Wilder better knock him out. If he doesn't knock him out, he's not getting out of there with a win. Fury by decision.
All right. I like Deontay Wilder, too. I've actually been in the cage with, not the cage, in the ring with Deontay Wilder. We'll tell you that story next week. Hopefully he wins, so it makes more sense. Hey, on next week's show, don't forget we're going to air Tuesday, special showtime because of UT basketball. We're going to air from 7 until 8 p.m. on Tuesday night, so a special showtime next week. And then also we will review Bellator 239, UFC Fight Night 168. Tim Loy, awesome job as always. Really appreciate it. Look forward to doing it again next week.
Absolutely. The pleasure is mine.
All right. That is Tim Loy. I am Vince Ferrara. We do it each week here on 99.1 The Sports Animal. It's In the Cage, MMA Radio. See you next week.
Master Remodelers has 20 years of experience and a passion for remodeling that assures you of the luxurious kitchen or bath of your dreams. Call us at 458-0416. Find out about financing options on our website, remodelingknoxville.com.
Guys, I'm only going to say erectile dysfunction once. You may think the days of having an active, fulfilling love life are over, but that's because you haven't caught the wave yet. Regardless of your age or medical history, Wave Tech Medical can get you back in the game. No surgery, no needles, and no constantly taking pills and crossing your fingers. Wave Tech Medical uses proven advanced acoustic wave technology to restore sexual vitality. Wave Tech Medical's U.S. patented medical technology has delivered unprecedented results by regenerating blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions, drug-free, surgery-free, and needle-free. Call and set up a consultation today at 865-761-4401 or visit wavetechmedical.com. That's wavetechmedical.com. This revolutionary, proven, and patented treatment is simple and effective, and there are no painful side effects or risk involved. And WaveTech Medical is conveniently located in Bearden at the Meridian Trust Building. Hey, guys, it's time for you to catch the wave. WaveTechMedical.com.
It's Fox Toyota's last chance clearance event. Get big discounts and low rates on all remaining 2019s. If you've been thinking about a new RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, now is a great time to buy. Visit Fox Toyota in Clinton for special last chance offers during the last chance clearance event. Just off I-75, exit 122, only 20 minutes from downtown Knoxville. Fox Toyota just makes sense. Visit online at foxtoyotaclinton.com.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt, because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Your Coyote dealer is Green's Tractor Company in Sneedville. Call 423-733-2272 or go to greenstractor.com.
Hey, Will West here with Andrew Henderson from Fitness Together. Andrew, the biggest reason people tell me that they can't get their training and exercise in is they just don't have time.
In 45-minute focus sessions, we address your strength, your cardio, your flexibility, your balance, your core. We hit it all.
And Andrew, right now you're offering a great deal for the listeners.
Absolutely. Come in, try it. There's a complimentary trial session and consultation. If you like it, we'll take $100 off your three-month Jumpstart program.
KnoxFT.com, KnoxFT.com for fitness together.
Technology has to be updated constantly, right? Hi, this is Scott Brokamp with His Security. And wouldn't life be much easier if you had one company that could help you with smart home automation, cabling for entertainment systems, even hanging TVs? We provide more than just security alarms and cameras. We are your whole house technology providers with solutions you can actually live with. Come see us on Kingston Pike in Farragut. Call 474-9495 or visit hissecurity.com. Tennessee license number 1545.
Hey, it's Heather. Call Pioneer Heating and Air, 922-2817 for a $49.95 service call. That's who I trust. You can trust Pioneer. 922-2817.
Pioneer Heating and Air.
Online at pioneercomfort.com.
Thanks for listening to In the Cage MMA Radio as Vince and Tim bring you inside the fight game of MMA with this unique weekly one-hour show. Join us again next Wednesday night, 8 to 9 on 99.1, The Sports Animal.